Hey guys, welcome to another episode. My name is Tyler, and I am here with my good friend Mike.
We're good friends?
We were up until this point.
Oh.
Is that something you'd like to change?
Well, we could, because you see, in a game called Pokemon Go, we are best friends, actually.
We are beyond ultra friends.
We are beyond ultra friends.
I have some ultra friends, but you are my best friend.
That's right.
Along with my other best friends.
Wait, you mean I'm not the only one?
You are not my only best friend in Pokemon Go.
Well, I just don't want to do this anymore. I gotta go home now.
Alright. So, today we are talking about Pokemon.
Go figure, because we started with a Pokemon reference for Pokemon Go.
We're going to be talking about Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Whatever that is.
And we're going to be talking about a new trailer for Detective Pikachu.
That's going to be banger.
It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. So, we're going to start with the trailer starring Ryan Reynolds. I don't know if you know who he is. He's kind of like one of the new heartthrobs in Hollywood right now. Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did a recent superhero movie. He's Dead Lake or something like that. I don't know. Some random.
Yeah.
So they released a new trailer, Tyler, a second trailer, if you will, and they showed off some more Pokemon that looked kind of... Apom just scared me. Did you see the...
I did.
Like, no, Apom is supposed to be a cute little monkey, and then he...
He's very cute.
Not that one, that scared
yes,
me.
Yes, they're all cute in their own way.
And then Ludicolo, like, just looks so weird. I don't know what he did. It was just like, wait... So no, there's a new trailer out for Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
And it kind of looks amazing.
You know, it's growing on me. Tyler and I always have a tradition of going to see one bad summer movie a year, and I think this one was going to be it.
Generally, what happens is Mike says, this is going to be our bad summer movie. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to be a bad movie. I think it's going to be amazing. And then Mike keeps calling it the bad summer movie, and I keep saying, it's not going to be that bad. I think it's going to be fun.
Well, last year I wasn't totally wrong, so we saw Teen Titans Go to the Movies that I thought was going to be bad, and it was honestly... better than I thought.
Exactly.
But no, so to take a
But then, oh, yeah, like, ahead. 2 or 3 years ago, we went and saw Ratchet and Clank.
And that was bad.
That was bad.
That was bad.
But moving on.
Yeah, so Detective Pikachu released a new trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Showed some more of the Pokemon that are going to be there. It seems like they're going to focus more on the original 150, at least from what I saw. Yes, you saw Apom and Ludicolo, which was Gen 2 and Gen 3.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw a lot of, Growlithe was in there, Mr. Mime. A big boss in Mewtwo make a surprise appearance?
Yeah.
That would have been kind of cool to...
And Mewtwo looks boss.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, there's another thing we'll have to add after this before we get to Sailor Moon Short. I just forgot about, but that's okay. Professionalism in this show.
Okay.
But it reminded me of trailers. So, yeah. I've always tried to figure out, like, what is going on. And it seems like Mewtwo's going to be the big boss. Something's going on there. You have Greninja that seemed to have crashed from space,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. Mewtwo may be controlling them, trying to... Why are they trying to stop these characters? Why are they trying to stop Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing in this trailer that are making people freak out is the one-liner when Pikachu says, get me the hell out of here, and everyone's freaking out because Pikachu cussed. Did you see that part?
Yes.
And that part...
It's like a two-minute trailer. Why don't I just skip over that part?
I don't know. It's a good question, honestly. But anyway, so no. So no, that seems to be like one of the big lines in the movie so far that are making people freak out is because, you know, Pikachu did curse, and it's hilarious. But the movie honestly looks really good. I like the CG in it. You know, I like how these Pokemon look. Mewtwo, obviously, like you said, looks fantastic. Apom still is going to haunt my nightmares for a while. So, Tyler, give me some of your thoughts real quick as I keep rambling on.
I think what's going to be interesting to me is if he can kind of retain the... And I mean, I know it's, you know, it's a different creative team, but I'm curious to see if they can kind of uphold the sense of humor and the consistency that, like, Deadpool held
mm-hmm.
whenever it's kind of... It's still being represented by Nintendo and Pokemon and all this. I'm curious to see how much, like, kind of creative freedom they gave them to play with this.
And that's actually a really good subject to bring up, because Nintendo is usually very, very protective of their properties, especially their big ones like, you know, Mario and Zelda and Pokemon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working with WB still, which obviously WB at the time when the show originally came out was produced by 4Kids, which was affiliate with WB. So they got their hands in it. Ryan Reynolds, I'm sure, has some say in it mm-hmm. because it's Ryan Reynolds. He can do whatever he wants, it seems.
Yeah.
So I'm quite interested in it. I can't mm-hmm. bag it as much. I think I share a lot more of the sentiments that a lot of people say. They don't know if they're more confused by it or excited for it, but they're not saying that it's going to look like a bad movie.
I'm definitely excited.
If I have to pick, I would say I'm 51-49 excited for it, especially after that second trailer. It comes out actually 2 more months early in May, I want to say.
Yeah.
We're getting right into our summertime movies now. Yep. The kind of thing we forget, we're in March now. Happy March, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm personally excited for this one.
And you know what that means?
What's that?
We're only like a week or two away from Captain Marvel.
That's Friday, actually. I forgot to mention
that. Is it this Friday? Yeah. Or is it next week?
No, that's this Friday. Okay. The 8th, March 8th, right?
Something like that.
Okay, we'll talk about the professionalism of the show.
Yeah.
I figure we learn almost a year in. Detective Pikachu, we'll be there, we'll see it, we'll have a review for it. Hopefully I'll like it as much as Todd, we seem to be like the Siskel and Ebert of movies. You know, we both either, you know, one of us is a little more lenient on movies than the other.
Yeah.
So, but moving on to another Pokemon movie. I don't know if you saw this one or even heard of this, but in Japan this year, for the 20-year anniversary, is officially going to be Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution or Revolution 3D. Not 3D, CG. So they released a trailer for it.
I did not watch the trailer. I saw some stills from it.
Yes, no, there's a trailer. And it's official. I'm going to have to cry watching Ash get turned to stone again. It's CG now.
But
and if you haven't seen the movie in 20 plus years, spoiler alert.
Are you going to cry if it's in CG?
I'll cry in CG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. So,
man, that's going to be so much work for me, though. I have to add digital tears to our podcast now?
Yes.
Why do you do this to me?
I don't know. Why do you keep inviting me over?
I haven't watched the trailer yet.
No, honestly, the trailer's very short. You know, it seems to be a scene-by-scene reenactment of what was in the trailer, at least.
Yeah.
How true that's going to stay to the cause, that remains to be seen. My one thing that I want to see, as Tyler's pulling something up in front of me, I guess I'm going to just keep talking, apparently.
Yeah, just keep going.
Just keep going. I can't see anything now. Tyler's doing something. The one thing that I want to see is, I think now Nintendo has their hand in Pokemon, but Disney XD shows the anime on, you know, their channel. I would love to see them get the original cast together, get Miss Veronica Taylor to do Ash, get, you know, Eric Stewart to do Brock. I met actually Veronica Taylor a couple years ago at MegaCon, and, you know, she said she's always willing to come back and reprise her role as Ash. And honestly, you know, it's a paycheck, so why wouldn't they? So I'm excited to sit down, and it's the first one. We're gonna watch the trailer together.
And, we are gonna watch this together.
We're gonna talk about it. So
all right, wait.
We're waiting.
If you're listening, this isn't gonna make any sense. If you're watching, I'm going to try to make this happen for everyone.
Okay. There's a lot of us. This is right into. Oh my goodness. Okay. This is why Tyler's my tech guy, because I've got no idea what he's doing.
All right. So I think that this is what's being shown on the video now. Well, okay. I'll have to go back and check.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and watch this while we're recording. So what were you saying?
So I was saying I really hope that they could go nostalgic and get the original cast together to do this movie. You know, this was the first Pokemon movie that came out for the United States. It was a big theatrical, a big theatrical release. And I would love to see the original voice actors and actresses back to reprise their roles to do this. It would be a big shot nostalgia for old veterans like us who, let's face it, we're probably going to see it anyway.
We're definitely going to see it.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, and the...
So far, the artistic cuts and things they're making, it's hard to... Oh, never mind.
You were saying...
Like, they were doing lots of, like, silhouettes and things. They look like they're made of clay.
They do. It looks different, but it looks so good. And then this infamous scene right here, Meowth looking for Mew.
So it's like they're really faithful to this.
Yes, because it's 20 years since this movie came out. I believe it was 99 for America when it came out. So it's the 20th anniversary for us. I think it was 97 or 98 for Japan, obviously, because they're a little more ahead than we are. But no, they are very, very much into this. They very much want to do it. I'm looking forward to it. There was something I read a while ago where people thought the voice actor for Mewtwo actually passed away, but he's still there. I don't think he I don't think he's a voice actor anymore. I don't think he's really doing that. But he might still be interested. I mean, if you throw enough money his way, I'm sure. you throw enough money anybody's way, you can pretty much make him do anything.
Yeah. I will do it.
There you go.
I'll go ahead and put my name out there if you'd like to hire me. WB or whatever powers that be.
Nintendo, WB, Disney, anything, who cares?
Yeah. If you would like me to do the voice of Mewtwo, I would be more than happy.
So that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that, too. It's a big year for Pokemon. I'm not exactly sure when we'll get it. I mean, in the trailer there, it said July 12th for Japan.
Yeah.
So I don't know when the United States of America is going to get it. For us people who can't speak Japanese or, you know, read very well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm burying myself. So I am excited for this year in Pokemon, Tyler, because... Do you have any more thoughts on that one before I segue? Because my segues are always so great.
No, I think besides, you know, my initial reaction to that trailer.
Okay. So, moving on, Tyler, we've talked Detective Pikachu.
We have.
We've talked Pokemon Mewtwo Evolution.
We have.
It's still a big year for Pokemon, Tyler, because Gen 8 is officially announced.
Yes, it is.
It is coming for the Nintendo Switch this holiday, which is usually November, December time.
Usually November.
Yes.
Because normally, I either ask people to get me the new ones for my birthday, or I get them for myself for my birthday.
And so, or a combination of both, because there's two of them.
Last year, Let's Go came out, I think, like 6 days before my birthday or something like that. So I'm hoping it'll be the same this year. I can get them like right around Thanksgiving.
So just to start out with this one, there's not a whole lot that has been shown or talked about. Obviously, you got the three starters, the three water, grass, and fire starters,
which look amazing.
Yes, I am looking forward to this. It looks like they're going back to gyms as opposed to Sun and Moon, which, you know, I gotta do gyms. You know, nothing against Sun and Moon, people that enjoyed it, but I really like going to the gyms, collecting badges, doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
it looks like a lot of people. They're listening is that when you're kind of creeping around in the grass and you run into a Pokemon, you don't know what it's going to be, unlike the Let's Go series, which I think is good.
They've scaled it back to the random encounters, it looks like, from the trailers. They have... there's a big thing about it. It's supposed to be, like, Britain?
Yes.
Or something like that?
It's based around Britain.
And so the region actually looks really good. I saw it more like... They didn't show it, like, in full scale in the trailer, but there are pictures now of, like, kind of the way the region is laid out and what it looks like, kind of like a map up online, and that looks really cool too.
Yes.
The three starters, Haven and I both agreed that these are probably our favorite, like, just based on initial first sight, these are our favorite starters in the last couple of generations.
Absolutely, I'll even agree to that one. You know, and again, it's nothing against any of the other starters.
Yeah, like, they've all had, you know, we like the other starters, especially, what's the name of, like, the owl from last gen?
Rowlet.
Haven and I both really liked Rowlet.
That's the one I started with.
Yeah. So. You know, it's like, I think these are maybe the most endearing upon first glance, kind of that love at first sight kind of feeling that we've had for, like, two or three generations at least.
Yeah, and obviously Sobble, the water type. Mm-hmm. You know, water's always been my main, and he seems to be the biggest meme right now.
Yeah, he's become like the big meme right now. I think I'm inclined to take the grass type this time around. Grookey,
okay.
He's like a little
monkey looking
bamboo monkey or something, and he looks amazing. And Haven was really interested in the new fire type, which is called Score Bunny, which is a bunny with fire, which is also really cool.
And that is awesome.
Yeah. And I want all three of them this time. Like, with Let's Go, I just grabbed Let's Go Pikachu and I moved on. But I'm kind of thinking with this one, I might want to get both copies.
Actually, that's what I did. I reserved both of them because I like to do type challenges in some of them. Like, one of them will be my main game where I just collect the Pokemon, use the Pokemon that I want. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I just do a specific type, like just water, just fire, etc.
Yeah.
So, a few other things about this one that are already, you know, rumors flying all over the place is there going to be a new evolution in this one. And in Sun and Moon, the anime, I don't know if you saw this one. Eevee's getting a new form, but I don't want to call it an Alolan form. It's essentially like, it's still Eevee, but Eevee's hair in on his head is longer and is actually covering his eyes.
Where did you see that?
It was in a magazine, and then they released a new trailer for, I guess, the last half of Sun and Moon that I saw that's going to be airing soon. So I'm not going to say it's an Alolan, because it doesn't look completely different, and Eevee's still going to be a normal type Pokemon because it evolves in a.
I wonder, do you think they're going to do like their own typing? Because like in Alola, they had like the Alolan forms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're going to have the same thing going on with Sword and Shield, where they're going to have like regional variants?
You know, I don't know if they'll do something like that, but maybe I can see something like they did with Gen 4 and take a bunch of previous Pokemon and give them evolutions or baby forms.
Okay.
Like, you know, in Gen 4, Lickitung, you know, evolved into Licky Licky.
Yeah.
And, you know, Magmar and Magmortar, Electabuzz and Electivire.
Yeah.
So I think I can see something like that, but it wouldn't surprise me to see a few regional variants of these Pokemon. At least in the trailer, you saw a bunch. Obviously, they're not going to show you new Pokemon. They showed you the starters, and Nintendo's like, take this for now.
Yeah.
But, you know, you saw a lot of other Pokemon mixed from all the generations, it seems, in there. Obviously, they had to put Pikachu in there. That was one of the battles. But I saw, like, Tyranitar. I saw Wailmer.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of everything. So this one, I think, is going to be different. They have not given any detail. It was essentially just a trailer. If I had to take a shot in the dark, I think one of the things that will hopefully get updated to work with it is the Pokeball that came with the Let's Go series. But other than that, there really hasn't been a lot of information said, which of course is to be expected. It's Nintendo, and it's one of their biggest franchises, so they're not just going to be like, here's everything all at once.
Yeah.
They're going to say, well, here's Generation 8. And honestly, one thing I gotta say that somewhat surprised me is that when they showed the starters, you know, the little animation of them running around, I thought the trailer was gonna end right there. But instead, they also showed the names of them.
Because
I don't think they did that in the previous one. I could be wrong. I'm sure I'll get blasted for being wrong, but that's okay. But I was kind of surprised that they even showed the names. And I knew the evolutions weren't going to come yet, what they evolve into. Mm-hmm. They're going to let people kind of mess with that. And, you know, they didn't announce exactly how many new Pokemon are going to be there. It could be 100, it could be 150, it could be 80. Who knows?
Yeah.
So,
but
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. I'm really excited for it too, and it looks like it's kind of I don't know how much they're going to innovate, but it looks like more of a return to form.
Yes.
I love Pokemon Let's Go. Don't get me wrong. I think it was a great game for what it was, but I think too it's going to be good to kind of go back to like the standard formula, getting back to the new ones. And I was talking to another friend of mine, and I started thinking, do you think this might be the generation where they break 1,000 types of Pokemon?
I think so, because they're at like 900 something.
Yeah, right now. I'm pretty sure.
So this is, you know what also would surprise me is if they don't do a whole lot, Meltan and Melmetal would be like 999 and 1,000.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me to see that one. Since you know Meltan is going to play a part in this game in some way, shape, or form. That's just kind of how they do it.
Or maybe paying tribute to like the originals. Maybe they'll do like 1,001 or something like that.
Oh yeah, they very could. They very well could.
We started with 151.
It's amazing how much this franchise has grown and how many creatures they create over the years.
Yeah.
It really, really has. And nobody made the obvious joke that I was waiting for all day. We're going to go back to the Yu-Gi-Oh! We were talking about this before we started the show. Shield and sword. Switch all the attack and defense on all face-up monsters on the field on both sides. Nobody made that joke about it. But, of course, the memes that are coming out now, like you have Pokemon Shield, Pokemon Sword, Pokemon Grenade, Pokemon Gun, Pokemon Knife, Pokemon Tactical Nuke. That was one of them. I was done after that. You know, so people are obviously using their creative juices for this. And I am excited for this game. I'm honestly more excited for this than I was for Sun and Moon. Obviously, being an old-school player, like Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee are still a little bit nuts. But, of course, we haven't seen a lot from this game yet, Tyler. We've just seen a quick 2.5-minute trailer with the three new starters. We haven't really seen a lot of gameplay. We haven't seen... you know, they showed some of the region, like there's going to be some snowy mountains, there's going to be big cities, which, you know, we've seen a lot of that before, but I mean, you can't really, for eight generations worth of games, you can't duplicate it that much, I don't think. But there's still a lot more to come. We haven't seen any of the legendaries that are going to be in this, outside of possibly Meltan, if Meltan is going to be considered a legendary. You just got to wait and see. Just got to wait and see. So... I'm sure as time goes on, as we get to E3, we'll get more news and updates, which we'll talk about. Do you have anything you want to share for this? I know I kind of did a lot of talking for that one.
No, I don't think so. I think you covered just kind of the general... Lots of lots of good Pokemon stuff is happening.
Very good. So, So, it's going to be a big year for Pokemon. I think this is the, what, the 22nd anniversary of it in Japan or something?
When did something
it
come like out that.
In America?
98?
Yeah, so maybe it's 23 years in Japan. I don't know. I'm just here. I'm not professional. So anyway, so Pokemon Shield and Sword coming this year for Switch.
Woo!
Probably November. So that's all I got for our Pokemon edition of this episode.
Yeah.
So is there anything else, Tyler, before we crack off, take a breather before we go on to our next one?
Nope. I think we did
good. All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you in a couple days for something else. We're not going to mention what it is yet.
All right. See ya.
Bye.